Hello and welcome to this special Today's Homeowner podcast brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Hey, we're talking about the four seasons of home ownership, and it's time to go down our fall checklist. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. And if you've listened to any of our four seasons of home ownership list in the past, you know that we have kind of three sections here. One is the top 10 must-do list that we recommend that you really take care of during this time of the year. Another one is if budget and time allow, and yet another one is a little something extra. We're going to get right to it right now and mention a few of these things. Now, when we tell you about this list, several things to keep in mind. First of all, your house may not have some of the things that we're talking about, so that makes the list even shorter. And all of these things that we're talking about are low cost and take very little time to do, but can save you so much money over the years in saving that equipment and making that different systems in your home last a lot longer. Number one on our top 10 must-do list is replace air conditioning and heating system filters. Make sure when you're changing that filter, take your vacuum cleaner and vacuum out that area behind it. Hey, this is only going to take you just a few minutes and cost only about $15. Joe?
The next one is to clean and inspect your gutters and downspouts and obviously make any repairs you find. Fall, of course, is a time of year when most gutters get clogged up with leaves.
And also raking those leaves from the lawn. A lot of times people will neglect that a little bit, but boy, that can really help fungus grow. It can cause, you know, different problems in there. So it's always good. And it also kind of helps the lawn a lot when you're raking it aggressively to kind of dethatch it a little bit and then find a way to dispose of those leaves properly.
And before you put your lawnmower away for the season, drain out the gas, tune up the engine, and now's a good time to either sharpen the blades or have the blades sharpened. Like you might think, well, I'm not going to be mowing the lawn. Why have to sharpen them now? Well, this way, when spring comes, you'll be ready to mow and you don't have to waste any time waiting.
And a great tip along those lines, the way Joe handles that, which I think is a great idea, instead of draining the gas out, physically draining it and wondering what you're going to do with it, go ahead and just be very careful about the amount of gas that you're putting in there when you're finishing up mowing the lawn for the year, and go ahead and run it all out. If you run it all out through the engine, you're guaranteed not to have anything in there that will condensate. Hey, next on the list is install storm windows and storm doors. You know, the cold weather is going to be right around the corner during this time of the year, so you may as well get those storm windows and storm doors in good shape and go ahead and have them installed.
And if you have a water heater, I do not. I have a boiler, but most people have water heaters. Now's a good time to drain and flush out that tank because you want to get all that sediment out. And it's a really, if you've never done it, it only takes a few seconds. You'd be surprised what color that water is when it comes out. And you can go to todayshomeowner.com and see a video on exactly how to do that properly.
Yeah, it is unbelievable what you'll see in there. And man, it can make that water heater work more efficiently, last a lot longer. Definitely worth the time to take care of it. Hey, another thing that's very worthwhile is to test your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. And let me advise you a little bit there. If that unit, if maybe it's original to your house, maybe you've been in your house over 10 years, it's time to change the entire unit. They just do not work as well after 10 years. Plus, the technology's improved them so much. And you know what? They cost very little money and they're available right now at the Home Depot. So drop by and pick up a brand new carbon monoxide detector and smoke detector and get those installed. And the good news is the lithium batteries that are in them now will last 10 years. So you'll be able to do the right thing. And definitely you'll be surprised when you're in that aisle of Home Depot and you're reading about these things and how smart they've gotten. Not only do they make that obnoxious noise that'll wake you up and get you to run out the front door, but they'll also text you and let you know that an incident is happening all the way to keep your family a lot safer. So do take care of that.
Well, autumn's here and the weather's getting colder, so you're going to make sure those cold drafts aren't blowing into your home. So you want to inspect the weather stripping and caulking around all windows and doors. And you know, if you find any that is missing or dried up and cracked, you want to replace it, obviously. And a good tip, this was a simple solution on how to detect where drafts are coming in, because sometimes you might feel the cold air, but you're not really sure where it's blowing in, is get a stick of incense and light it. And then take it and just very slowly pass it around, let's say your door, up along the sides and the top. And if there's any wind blowing in, that trail of smoke coming out of the incense will dance a little, right? It'll get blow a little bit. And sometimes it might only be one or two spots. It might be just the spot by the doorknob or at the very top. So that's a great way, Danny, to detect where exactly that draft is blowing in.
And to really make this a lot more fun, if you'll go ahead and get into that closet, you know the closet I'm talking about, and get the lava lamp out. Go ahead and get your lava lamp out, and you've got, remember the old Doors album? Yeah, you've got the Doors album. Crank up the Doors album.
Right.
You got the incense. You got the lava lamp, and you'll flash right back to 1969. I mean, go ahead.
Great, let's do that, yeah.
Yeah, make it fun and a little bit easier. Hey, we're going through the top 10 must-do list on our Four Seasons of Homeownership fall checklist. Everything we're talking about here is available right now at the Home Depot, and you'll be able to get everything you need. Hey, we're down to number 9 is to drain your lawn irrigation system. You're not going to be using it most likely during the fall, so hopefully you have a way of draining that. There's also some tips online at todayshomeowner.com on how you can use your air compressor to really force that water out of there so that when those temperatures drop below freezing, you don't have to worry about any damage to your lawn irrigation system.
This might be the number 10 tip on the list, but it's as important as any of the others. Check the insulation in your home and add more if needed. And where, let's all say this together, where is the most important place to add insulation?
That's right. The attic,
of course. And it's also the easiest place to add it, right? Try adding it to your walls. That's a little more difficult. But yeah, go up into the attic and look. If you can see the top edge of your floor joist or your ceiling joist, you do not have enough insulation. I can tell you that right away. Most places of the country, no matter where you live, you're going out 14 to 16 inches or so of insulation. And it's really easy to add right on top of it. And then you can choose almost any type of insulation. Most people prefer the fiberglass bats because it's relatively affordable and easily carry up and install. Lay them perpendicular, get unfaced insulation and lay it perpendicular to the way the insulation is running now, to the way the direction of the joist, because this way you're overlapping and covering up any gaps. So definitely put in some time to insulate that attic.
Now, I know that might sound like a lot of work, but when you put it all together, it only equates to about 12 hours. You don't have to do that all in one day, of course. Do a few hours here, a few hours there, and you're going to spend less than $100 on everything you need to complete this list. Now, speaking of the list, you can download the list by going right now to todayshomeowner.com/4seasons. And again, all of this effort is brought to you by our friends at the Home Depot. Let's go over to the other side here a little bit. You've gotten all that done. You're feeling good. And you say, I've got a little more time and I've got a few more dollars. I want to do some extra thing. Here's a few suggestions that we'd like to throw at you on there. Trim hedges and shrubs around the house. Perfect time of the year to do that. Also, recoat the trim paint in at least one room of your house. That's very manageable.
Yeah, and also pull out and unplug your refrigerator, pull it out, unplug it, then clean behind it and vacuum the coils and anything, because dust has a tendency to collect under the refrigerator and can affect the efficiency of it. So definitely pull that out. You only have to do that once a year, but pull it out and vacuum around it.
And then the next one is?
Remove all dead plants from gardens and trim dead tree limbs. Now's a good time with the leaves off. You have access to that. So you want to get off and be careful working on ladders, of course, but you want to remove all those plants, get your gardens ready. This way, when spring comes, you can start with your plantings.
Hey, another thing that you might want to check out is that caulking around the bathtubs. And if it's starting to look bad, if it's starting to crack any at all, let's go ahead and re-caulk it. You can remove all of the existing caulk. And then we've got some great tips online at todayshomeowner.com on exactly how to do that. Matter of fact, at todayshomeowner.com/4seasons, we have videos and articles about all of these things to show you step by step on how you do it. The final thing in our If Time and Budget Allow is to clean and deodorize your dishwasher with, of course, white vinegar. Go ahead and run some vinegar through there, because it's amazing how hard a dishwasher works, and it handles a lot of food particles and so forth, and they can start kind of smelling a little bit. So get the white vinegar in there to take care of all of that. So on these 6 items in the If Time and Budget Allow, we're only talking about one day, and you're only going to spend about $15. Joe, what about, let's take a look at some of all these other ones here, a little something extra, a few suggestions that we have there.
All right, you want to split and stack your firewood. Now's a good time to do that. And also make sure all your fire extinguishers are fully charged. Having fire extinguishers is important, but it's not going to do you any good if they're not fully charged. So make sure they are.
And also you want to replace any liners, any of the shelf liner that you have in any of your cabinet drawers. Very simple thing to do. And while you're at it, go ahead and reorganize those drawers a little bit. We all have those junk drawers. Now's a good time to go ahead and make a big difference in there. And the last one on our list, clean and lubricate your garden tools, then store them away for the winter. Here we're only talking about 5 hours and only $25. So download the list, put it on your refrigerator, check it off here and there as you have time to do it, and you'll feel a lot better about maintaining your home properly once you get all of the little checklists taken care of.
Hey, Danny, what you mentioned cleaning and lubricating garden tools. I was reminded of a simple solution I shared for your smaller hand tools, like garden trowel and that kind of thing. Save the oil that you remove from, you know, your car whenever you're changing oil in a lawnmower or something like that. Put it in a bucket of sand. So it's basically sand that's saturated in oil, and just stick the tools in there.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, if you shove it up and down several times, it removes some of the rust, but that oil that's in the sand will lubricate these tools and keep them from rusting as they're waiting till, you know, standing in the shed or wherever they are, waiting for spring to come around.
And again, this sounds like an enormous amount of work, and you're saying, I don't have time to do all of this, but download the list and take a look at it, and you'll find that, you know, a few of these things don't even apply to your home. Others are really only like three-minute projects. Get that three-minute project done, check it off, and it just makes you feel good. If you're like me, I love lists, and I certainly love when I see a completed list. Hey, I appreciate you being a part and listening to this special Today's Homeowner podcast brought to you by our friends at The Home Depot. Again, it's todayshomeowner.com/4seasons for a lot more information on what you can do to have the best looking and most efficient home in the neighborhood. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for joining us on this special Today's Homeowner podcast.